Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Hello, Paul here. And before you start listening to and enjoying this episode of What's Upset You Now, I have to let you know you can now get a free trial for our Patreon. I mean, I can't believe it's happened. We've been talking about this for a while and it is now happening.
It has happened.
It's a free 7-day trial.
Oh my God.
If you've wondered, as I'm sure you have, if you enjoy these episodes, what the longer episodes are like, you can now find out for free. I'm slightly annoyed about it, but go to patreon.com/WUYN.
I can't believe it's
and,
free.
Enjoy what everyone else has been enjoying. It's free. It is free trial, 7 days.
What?
What's Upset You Now's Patreon episodes at patreon.com/WUYN.
It's no money.
What's Upset You Now?
Okay, well, I've had a sudden bout of insomnia.
What?
Two nights on the bounce where I've woken up at 4 a.m. In a way that I'm like, well, I'm just going to have to get up because I'm not going back to sleep. First night, yesterday, so we're recording this on Wednesday, so 4 a.m. Tuesday morning on what would have been, the 23rd? Yeah, Tuesday the 23rd of January, just to timestamp this. Woke up at 4. A bit under the weather and was just like, also, you know, you can't be awake for a long period of time when someone else is asleep in the bed. It's just not fair on the other person. So I was like, all right, I'm going to just go downstairs. And as it happened...
So bloody thoughtful, by the way.
Well, no, I mean, it's just sort of like, oh, it's just like, I'm going to have to just get out of bed. And I thought I'd just go downstairs and have a cup of tea and put the telly on. And as it happened, the... men's quarter final of the Australian Open was just about to start. So I was like, oh, this is all right. I felt like one of those people that would get up in the middle of the night for a sporting event. You know, like the UFC, those people are always, the UFC's on at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
So I'm going to get up and watch out. So
I've never done that. Quite... Have you done that?
I have. Well, I can't remember what for, not UFC.
Yeah, I used to stay up for WrestleMania.
But yeah, so that was all right. I just kind of watched the thing. And then actually what I've done both mornings, there's a catering van. Mikey, you might know it. Do you know the Salamander catering van, which is down by the roundabout at the bottom of Badgers Farm Road?
I don't think so. I never go up to Badgers Farm, but okay.
Anyway, so I went down there. Tuesday morning, I had a sausage and egg sandwich. And this morning, I had a bacon and egg sandwich. But I've got to say, when I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning for round two, the novelty had worn off.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, I mean, I watched a couple of films and then I was just like, fuck this. I want to be asleep. I am tired. I've had 4 days off. Today is the last of those days and I'm going to be going back to work more knackered than I was at the end.
I had that with...
I you have my full sympathies. I had that with a holiday where I went to Ireland to, you know, to have a break. But actually, I had to see so many relatives. I was fucked by the end of it. And then I was back here, fucked.
Well, I mean, that's what holidays will be like now. I mean, you know, as Wilder gets older, I mean, the holidays become less and less relaxing.
good. Great. Great, great,
so,
great.
So, yeah,
good.
I mean, I just sort of got away.
I also have a mice infestation. Grace and Wilder at her parents.
Have you?
I didn't want to leave the flat kind of empty for the mice to run wild. So me and Mildred are staying here to kind of try and keep them at bay. Obviously, I'm not keeping any mice at bay. None of the mice are seeing me and going, oh, we
like
better not
pop out.
Like a
pest control operation. You and Mildred, I can imagine you doing like a night shift, like a stakeout. They're bloody, I'll tell you what,
it's not
I've
working.
Had a couple of
it's
those
not
in London.
The stakeout is not working.
Another on the long list of reasons that I am glad I don't live in London. You know, I have only ever had mice infestations in London. I had a particularly bad one on Green Lanes. And I can remember one morning being really hungover, stood down in the kitchen. I might have spoken about this before.
No, I've not.
And one jumped out of the bin and landed on my like bare foot. It was fucking horrible. And they were constantly scratching away under my bed.
So much scratching. No. Man. It's not under... No, well, not that I have discovered. But, I mean, the pest control have been fucking useless.
The longer they're there, the more confident they become. I can remember the ones in Green Lane. One time I was sat watching TV and one was just sat on the arm of the sofa. Looked like he was also watching TV. Yeah. They basically... The longer they stay, the more confident they become.
They're coming out
You've
into the kitchen.
You've got to act fast.
And
you've got to strike fast and strike hard. And no mercy. If you see one, kill.
Well, they're doing... you're right about the confident thing, because about 1 a.m. they're coming out and they're doing karaoke on top
Yoga.
Of the fridge.
Yeah, they're little fuckers, man.
It's got out of hand. So
they're not cute either, are they, London mice? They're really sort of like dogged.
It's a shame that they're a pest, because actually...
Oh, you quite like them. Let them stay then.
I have considered it.
Yeah.
I've genuinely thought, maybe this isn't a problem. Maybe you could just live with mice. Maybe it's fine. Fuck. It's like a Disney film. I'm Cinderella.
It's not like a Disney film.
Cinderella.
It's like a Gustos. Charles Dickens film at best. And yes, horrible.
It is, but unfortunately, it is disgusting. So
and then they just shit all over. They get in. They'll start gnawing through your cereal boxes. The longer they stay there, they will just start just taking absolute liberties.
Well, you're not helping.
Well, I mean, I'm just stating fact.
I know, but let's try and keep the spirits up. I mean,
there are no spirits to be kept up there. You know, London is riddled with rodents.
It is indeed.
You know, what's that statistic? You're only ever 2 meters away. I've told this story, haven't I, about the person that I know that accidentally cornered a rat and it started screaming at them. And that they can jump 6 feet and go...
You fat bastard!
Their instinct is to go for your jugular, rats.
Well, let's hope with...
Yeah. They could jump 6 feet up in the air and they will go for your jugular.
They love basketball.
That's not quite the Disney film that you sort of got in mind, is it?
No, absolutely not.
I don't remember that happening in Mary Poppins.
No.
Bloke running around with a rat hanging off his neck.
I'm surprised they've not done a proper... There's not a big famous... I said this the other day to someone. Yeah, rat horror. Like a kind of Rat Jaws.
There must be one.
That's not huge. You could, you know, like the Piranha film. Rat.
Well, every so often they sort of like...
Have you seen Rat? Have you seen The Rat?
A picture going round on
the rats.
Like social media of a rat that they've caught in like a playground, and it's like the dimensions of a great white shark, and you go like, that can't be real.
Yeah.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin Underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Every so often they go on about the super rats are coming, don't they?
Yes. Yeah, they can fuck off.
Mate, you're in the wrong place for them to fuck off.
Yeah. You're right. But I suppose at least we've got Gales.
So it's just that. You, the dog, and the mice in the house. You're like Dr. Doolittle. That is not relaxing.
No, it's not relaxing. It's not relaxing.
Are they keeping you awake at night?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm with you, except I'm not watching sport.
And are you kind of like resigning yourself to it, just going, oh, I might as well just sit up? Or do you sort of lie in bed and kind of try and sleep? It's not easy,
always.
Is it?
No, I always, that's always my method.
Right.
I mean, that's how I try and handle life. Lie in bed and try and sleep. That's how I'm doing it. Dealing with this shit.
I mean, you know, I don't want to be one of those wankers, but it is that sort of watching the day start, being up at 4 and then sort of like the sun comes up. I mean, it is a good time of the day. And then obviously by the time I went down to Salamander for my bacon and egg sandwich, it was 7. And I'd been up for 3 hours. I mean, at this point, what time is it now? It's 12:15. I've been up 8 hours already.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, that's heavy work.
It's too long. I look like a ghost. I'm absolutely exhausted. I think if I saw a band being interviewed now, if I happened upon MTV and they're going, you know, we've been out on the road for 3 months and I was knackered, I would lose my shit.
I know what you mean.
You literally got no idea.
Yeah.
Probably being driven around.
Well, yeah, they'll have a lovely tour bus, won't they?
Yeah.
Private jets.
Yeah. And no private jets.
No.
So, yeah.
Well.
And then I had to go to the hospital for, I don't want to talk about it too much because it's grim, but.
But it's actually positive, isn't it? Because you're getting it sorted.
Well, it is. So, you know, so we're finally getting the my own infestation or unwanted guests, the unexpected items in the bagging area, let's just call them.
The unexpected items in the bumming area.
And so I went in, it's the same guy, I quite like him. I tell you what he reminds me of, you know that film Funny People, the doctor in there that's sort of,
who is
dry.
That? Yeah, I know who you
He's
mean, but
German,
I can't think,
isn't he?
Yeah, I can't think who the actor's name is.
But anyway, this guy's sort of quite dry, but he is a sort of slightly kind of warmer sense of humour than that guy. But anyway, so I went in today for a face-to-face consultation and he was like, well, I had to sort of like put my foot down a little bit today because he was like, well, shall we take another look? And I'm like, there's no need. Like, the situation has not changed. You've got all the information you need. And then he said, we can rubber band them. This is a thing that they do. They kind of, I think, put a rubber band around them, which cuts off the blood supply. I don't know what happens beyond that. But he said, because you're a man, you've got a low pelvic floor and it is very uncomfortable and only has a 50% success rate. Or you can come in for a day's surgery and we will put you to sleep, general anaesthetic.
That'd be nice. There you go. That could cure the insomnia.
We could do a surgery. Yeah,
there you go. That's one. Kill two birds with one stone, haven't you?
Which will definitely sort it. So I thought, well, yeah, I'll do that one, please. I can either sit here now when I'm not braced for it. I didn't think that was what's happening. I've basically been up since four, and you could try and rubber band something which is going to be really uncomfortable and might not work. Or I can come in, you could put me to sleep and definitely sort it out. Who's accepting offer A? It's like, who wants to be a millionaire? I'm like, I said to him, I said, what would you do if you were me? And he sort of didn't really answer the question, but I'm like, yeah, I feel like that's the way I want to go with this.
Can I just ask something? Sorry to interrupt the flow, but rubber band something.
Yeah.
So you have some
sort of the circulation of the piles. The piles are protruding through the anus. They are hanging out to say hello to
the
world. No,
they're not. They're internal. They'd have to get them out. Sorry, I don't want to. I know this is grim.
They'd have to get your piles out.
Yes.
Get your piles out for the bands.
And then they will put like my understanding is they'll put a rubber band around it, which will cut off. I mean, I'm no doctor.
I thought piles was just like itchy bum hole.
No, that means you haven't cleaned your bum, Mikey.
No, no, but I'm not saying I have it.
It sounds like you were saying you had it.
I've had it in the past.
Are you asking for a friend?
Yeah, someone.
Yeah, because a friend of mine had a really itchy bum. That means you need to.
Okay.
Work on your hygiene. Yeah.
I don't have it. But okay.
But this is a medical procedure. I mean, this is painful.
When's surgery? When's lights out?
In 2 months. But he said
2 months from today.
I would need to take within 2 months from today.
Oh, right, okay.
But he said I'll need to take I need to have a quiet 2 weeks after it.
Okay.
Which is, you know, good news. Had a bit of banter, he said. So he lands into John O'Groats' walk to be off. I was like, oh, damn. I'll have to leave that till next year. Bit of light-hearted banter with the doctor, but so that is imminent.
Okay.
But it's a day surgery and then I'll be hopefully I'll have slept by then. I mean, I have to say two nights of it I can cope with. One more night and I'll be climbing the walls.
Like mice.
Where are they?
I'll pull out the fridge and you'll be there.
On the floor?
No, it's not.
How many of them are there?
I'm not sure. It seems to be stemming from the back of the fridge.
Right.
That's all I'm kind of almost willing to know. Do you know that kind of ignorance is bliss? I almost don't want to know.
Gnawed any sort of packaging?
No. I don't. Maybe, hopefully, fingers crossed, maybe infestation was too strong. But look, there's.
Yeah, that is it. This sounds low level. And I mean, I'm speaking as someone who has done a bit of pest control. I worked for a pest control company one summer, as I've spoken about before. So more in the sales division, but I was so good. I generated so much work. They offered to honour my contract as part of the, you know, the actual grounds team. I've spoken about this and I had to go around and. Deal with a cockroach infestation and it made me sick and I never went back.
Have you spoken about this? I don't remember this. Yeah, obviously, I don't have a memory, so that's no evidence, but... Mikey, do you remember
so
this?
Not really, no, but...
No, are you sure, Paul?
Yeah, I have definitely spoken about it. Kestrel Pest Control. It was the summer, I can tell you what it was. It was the summer of 1997. I can remember because it was while I was driving around in said pest control van that I heard Do You Know What I Mean for the first time by Oasis, and I had to pull over because I started welling up.
Ah, I remember that.
So I was so excited to hear it. Yes. So that was that summer. That was the last sort of good year, really, before it went to bit shit for music, really, I think. There was a good, few good albums came out that year. And a few good songs. And then I think by 98, 99, all your fucking mob had turned up singing about like fucking apple pies and wanking.
Now, if you enjoyed that, but if the episodes aren't long enough for you and you want them to be longer, don't worry. They are. They're about an hour every Monday. All you need to do to watch them or listen to them is subscribe at patreon.com/WUYN.
It's bloody good value. In a world that has gone crazy, you know, this is something that remains. You get an hour-long episode every Monday morning. Go to patreon.com/WUYN. 4K HD in your face.